This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Yesterday, those who practice the Jewish faith marked what is considered the holiest day in that calendar. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is a day to repent for one's sins and reconcile with God. We've had a previous conversation on our program, several, in fact, on Yom Kippur. One of them was about how people of any faith background can learn from that holy day. And we invite you to go to our website, 21stshow.org, to find that conversation. Today, we're going to focus on what Yom Kippur looks like, specifically among the different traditions of Judaism. And joining us now to talk more about this is Rabbi Shmuel Haus, Director of Jewish Learning Initiative at the campus, Director of the Jewish Learning Initiative at the campus at the University of Illinois, and an Orthodox rabbi for Hillel at the University of Illinois as well. Rabbi Haus, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Also joining us is Mayon Weinberg, Executive Director of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. Mayon, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation today, 800-222-9455 is the number, especially if you observed the High Holy Days this year. What was that like for you? And we're going to talk about some of the social aspects of that and practicing Judaism in a country in which our calendar is really built around Christian holidays. We'll get to that a little later. The number is 800-222-9455. So, Rabbi Haus, I want to begin with you. Just walk us through, what are some of the practices of Yom Kippur?
So, on Yom Kippur, some of the things that we do is mostly defined by actually what we don't do. We don't eat, we don't drink, we refrain from putting on lotions or things like that. And it's a day of focusing more on our soul than on our body. It's a day of focusing on our connection with God and not really worrying about what's going on in the physical world around us at the moment.
Are those things you mentioned, is that unique to the Orthodox tradition in Judaism, or are some of these more universal?
They tend to be very universal. Yom Kippur almost uniquely goes beyond any divisions in Judaism, and we all kind of do approximately the same thing with some variation.
Interesting. Mayon, can I bring you into the conversation now? So what are some of the, even if they are slight, some of the different, the way the different traditions observe Yom Kippur?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, within at least Champaign-Urbana, we have three main divisions. We have Orthodox Judaism, which Rabbi Haus can definitely speak more on than I. And we also have Reform Judaism and Conservative Traditional Judaism. But again, you're going to see almost the exact same thing. People refraining from eating, refraining from maybe wearing leather or from washing. You're going to see less strict adherence to some of those laws and rituals in, say, Reform Judaism. But across the board, you see individuals at temple more than any other holiday. You know, the exception would be there's a huge secular population across the country, but in Champaign-Urbana as well. So we estimate there's probably 3,000 Jewish students at the university campus and another 2,000 to 3,000 individuals in the community. And about 1,000 of them altogether attended temple yesterday. So despite that, I survey my friends, the community, and across the board, I hear the same thing, that whether they're at work, at school today or yesterday, was a day to pause for contemplation, for recommitment. Many of them still fasted, even if they weren't at a religious center.
You know, Mayon, some people, I come from the Roman Catholic faith tradition, and some people sort of tongue-in-cheek there refer to the C and E crowd, Christmas and Easter, people who maybe are not very observant the rest of the year, but they still go to Mass on those days. I wonder if that's something that you see among, you know, people who are maybe more secularly Jewish most of the time.
I think for a lot of the secular Jewish population, being Jewish is not a religion. It's about a historical identity. It's about an ethnic identity. It's about a cultural identity. And so rather than this point in the Jewish calendar of being a holiday that we're supposed to celebrate, it's actually about a reconnection and a recommitment to their cultural and historical ancestry.
So, Rabbi House, media attention to Jewish culture and religion tends to follow days like Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom HaShoah, and I guess here we are doing exactly that. But there's obviously more to Judaism than a few of these major observances. Can you just talk about living your faith the other 362 days of the year?
Of course. The whole focus of Yom Kippur is the idea that sometimes throughout the year, we're not where we want to be, but it's not the focus of our year. Our year is about living our lives, trying to reach our maximum potential, trying to connect to our community, our friends, ourselves, and God in the way that is most meaningful and significant for us. So in the Orthodox background, it involves praying, dietary laws of kashrut, things of how we live our lives in ways that show that we are consistently with God. But that's really the focus, is just living our lives in a way with meaning, as opposed to separating ourselves from life.
Mm-hmm. And bringing those aspects of your faith into everyday life, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mentioned this in the introduction, and I guess let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. Yesterday was Yom Kippur in the Jewish faith tradition, and we're talking about the different ways that's celebrated and observed. We're talking about this with Rabbi Shmuel House, who is with the Jewish Learning Initiative at the campus, which is at the University of Illinois, and Orthodox Rabbi for Hillel at the U of I as well, and Mayon Weinberg, who's Executive Director of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. 800-222-9455 is the number if you want to join our conversation today. 800-222-9455. So, Mayon, I mentioned in the introduction, you know, this is a country that mostly its school calendar, its business calendar, its government calendars are oriented around Christian holidays. I wonder how it feels to observe Yom Kippur and other Jewish holidays in a country that doesn't always make space for that officially.
Yeah. And I mean, again, experiences vary. Personally, growing up, my parents always pulled me out of school on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the two holiest days. To go to temple. And now I have my own kids and I indeed pull them out of school. This is the first year actually that I have not had to, because the Urbana School District made it a no kids day, a professional development day. But I often had to make that choice as I got older. You know, there was a swim meet on a religious holiday or Yom Kippur. I needed to decide, am I going to swim in this meet or am I going to adhere to this tradition? And as you get older, and I hear this a lot, it can be really jarring for some who maybe their whole life have been in a community where it was more natural to adhere to this is our holiest day, our day to be together as a community, our day to step aside from the rest of our life, to reflect and recommit to ourselves and to our community. But I was speaking to a friend who's a new law student at the university, and I asked where he was going to go for the holiday. And he said, you know, I'm a first year student in law, and even though I know that I will be excused by my teacher if I choose to go to temple, it still makes a statement. And as a professional, I have definitely faced that. I was a school teacher in Los Angeles, and I was teaching 1 year at a school where we didn't have the high holidays off, which was actually rare there. And I did ask for the days off so that I could go to temple. And I was told, you know, if you're going to do that, you take a sick day. I asked why. And they said, well, it wouldn't be fair because you already get the Christian holidays off. You can't also get your Jewish holidays off. You would get double, which, you know, I wouldn't mind working on Christmas.
You'll teach December 25th, no problem. Yeah.
Right. You know, send me your kids. But for some who grew up in a society where it is a Jewish society, maybe they grew up in Israel or other communities in the States, you step outside and the world around you is in that same space. And so it can be jarring to have to step outside after being in this intense reflection, and have the rest of the world going on around you and wondering if you are, you know, missing out on your career or on your education.
That's such a great point, because I really do enjoy the way the world seems to sort of pause on December 25th, for example, right? The streets are emptier. You can just, it feels different, but it must be jarring to come out of temple and you're plopped right down in the middle of an average day for the vast majority of Americans. Rabbi House, do you experience those tensions in those contradictions in the Orthodox community as well?
It very much depends on where you are. A couple of years ago, I was also a school teacher, but I was a school teacher in an Orthodox Jewish day school. So we, of course, got off here where many of the students who I engage with have classes on Yom Kippur. It was much more of a real struggle. Students really wanted to both be in services, but they also did not want to fall behind on classes. So the struggle is for sure ever present, no matter which denomination or practice you have.
Interesting. One other thing I do want to ask about, and Mayan, this is a bit of a downer note, but I mean, this is, it's a fact of life. According to the Anti-Defamation League, we've seen anti-Semitic incidents really increase in this country. In 2022, the ADL reported they were 36% up over the previous year. I wonder how this year's observances feel in the wake of what's been happening in our country and around the world, really.
Absolutely. I will say that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes at our religious organizations to ensure that our community feels safe. And also, it can be pretty hidden. But there's been various points in my life growing up where you show up to temple and there is a police car parked outside for our safety. There's somebody new standing at the door and you eventually realize this is a plainclothes officer. So from the leadership standpoint, I think there's this just constant underlying, are we protecting our community as much as we can? And it is a reality when you look at what has happened in the news around the world, around our country, at temples. You know, I think there's also a lot to say about just this, that education about our culture, and how far it goes when schools are talking about Jewish culture and the Jewish people, not as a religious group, but as a cultural group and a part of our community. And there are studies that show there's a direct correlation between a lack of information shared in schools about Jewish history and increase in anti-Semitic acts.
Hmm. Rabbi House, we're coming to the end of our time together, and I wonder if you can just talk briefly about, you know, wisdom of Yom Kippur that people who are not of the Jewish tradition can learn from the High Holy Days.
Yeah, of course. So I find that one of the biggest misconceptions of Yom Kippur is that we're kind of dwelling in all the, I hate the word, but the sins that we've committed throughout the year and trying to just apologize and hope God doesn't strike us down. Mm. It's not really how we view life in general, and especially not Yom Kippur. We really look at Yom Kippur as a time of cleaning our slate, saying, I'm human, I've messed up before, and that's okay. And I want to start fresh and anew. And really, that's the essence of Yom Kippur, is that we get a chance to start over again and look at life new and fresh and say, I'm not the same person I was last year. Why should I be held accountable for that which I did last year? I'm a new person. Look at me as a blank slate. And that's a lesson I think that anybody can really take into account.
Rabbi Shmuel House is director of the Jewish Learning Initiative on campus at the University of Illinois and Orthodox rabbi for Hillel at U of I. Mayan Weinberg is executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. Rabbi House, Mayan, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, Jeremy Hobson, the former host of NPR's Here and Now, is launching, or I should say he launched a new public radio series last year aimed at elevating voices from the middle of the country. That show is now going full-time Thursday night. Our home station, Illinois Public Media, is co-producing it. We're going to talk about it with the man who got his start in Urbana in radio. That's coming up tomorrow. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.